from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
That's right. In the loop right here, as my man Sean said, John P. Lopez, Figgy Fig, and I am Reginald Atatula. I'm the new man aboard. And you know what? Thank you to the Houston Astros for giving me a little bit of welcome because they gave us a little bit of a walk-off celebration last night.
Guiner hits one high. Ball. Game. Over. Jordan said something to Guiner on his way back to the dugout, and Guiner crushed one for the winner. I need a little extra in this one. That is a beautiful Yonder bomb.
All right, so very awesome, as we know.
Very awesome.
And we're going to get into this in depth. The Astros are just flat out killers.
Mm.
I mean, just absolute killers at this point. You know, the side note is Bummer has this thing with the Hey Bartender. Some of them don't hit.
Oh, wow.
Some of them hit.
That's where you wanted to start the show on.
Some of them don't hit.
You were like, look, man, walk-off home run, fantastic victory.
Look, I like them,
John.
Sean
came in and chose violence.
Exactly. No. I like them. But that one, in that moment, I was like, oh, did that hit? Did that hit? I don't know. But the bigger story is the Astros, man. I mean, we go from they're done. I don't know who said it, but somebody did. You know, they're done.
Is he in the room with us?
Yeah,
right now?
I don't know. I don't know if Sean said it or not, but somebody said they're done. To it's like the division isn't even a thought anymore, man. Like they're five clear. The Mariners are god awful.
At least the one side of the ball, I guess, is that that's
offensively.
A weird way of saying
that's but fine.
Offensively, yes, it's a problem.
I mean,
them.
They were 10 games up. The Mariners were 63 days ago. 2 months. They were 10 games up on the Astros. Now they're 5 games back. So there's that. And boy, just the cast of characters that comes through and makes the big plays, comes up with the big hit. Hits for the Astros, it's just uncanny, man.
Yeah, man, and again, we have to appreciate Space City Home Network for the audio of the Yainer Diaz walk-off. His first walk-off home run of his career. I think only his second walk-off hit of his career. And you could see that he enjoyed the hell out of it. And it was mentioned, you know, he hits the ball. It's no doubter right off the bat.
Yeah.
And he points his bat to the dugout at Jordan.
Yeah.
Because Jordan told him, like, hey, timing. Like, just worry about the timing on the pitch. And you could see that that mattered to Yainer in making sure to get that play. But then also just feeling comfortable enough to go and do that. And I was super excited, and we'll talk more about this in particular later, but I was super excited just to be able to watch this team show up when necessary, right?
Like, yeah.
It was their only time leading in the game was right that moment when they walked it off. And so seeing them hit the ball, you know, score runs when needed, you know, manufacture runs was awesome. But also, I really enjoyed watching just the aggressive sends in this game. They've been aggressive on the base paths as well, and I like that mentality from the baseball team in general, but from this baseball team in particular.
Yeah.
Especially when you look at, I mean, you have a lot of young guys. We talk about DeZenzo and Whitcomb and a lot of folks that are filtering in away from like some of the standards. Bregman doesn't play in this game. Obviously, Kyle Tucker's still out. Like some of the guys that you anticipate being the heavy hitters in this lineup, and you're still managing to get runs on the board in part because you're being aggressive.
And this is where I feel like if as much as we didn't really know much about Joe Espada early on in the season, and then we kind of soured on him because it just seemed like he was sort of lost here and there when they were struggling, but he held the faith. You got to give it to like the front office and Joe Espada here, specifically with what you're talking about, how he's managing the games, but on a larger scale, to be able to keep on keeping on. Like the Astros have had three general managers since they started this run, four if you count Jeff Bagwell, who made two awful moves, as we know. And Joe Espada is the third manager. Dude, that's not easy. That's not easy. You're inheriting a championship-caliber team for the second time. Like another manager has inherited it and won a World Series in Dusty Baker. And you come in, and inherently, there's going to be some biases against you or some skepticism, maybe, is a better way to put it. And to be able to put your stamp on it, and that game last night was a Joe Espada kind of putting his stamp on it, being aggressive, don't worry about being more adept at using or more willing to use pinch hitters, that kind of thing. That's where you got to give him credit.
And you know what, Fig, we're going to need that third Espada cut here, because you mentioned like him putting a stamp on it and him being criticized. There were still moments for potential criticisms within this. You say Kikuchi goes 99 pitches, 5 2/3.
Kikuchi!
That's right. We all do around these parts. And he had the opportunity to go 6 when Connor Wong comes to the plate. And Connor Wong had been struck out and grounded into a double play at that point. But Espada decides to go into the bullpen and get Tanner Scott to finish out the 6th. And so, Espada, why did you decide against Kikuchi in that moment?
No. You know, I pinpoint that spot. Wong has had some success against Kikuchi. And, you know, Scott comes in and he puts fires away. And, you know, he executed that pitch. That pitch was kind of up and out of the plate. And Kikuchi, Yoshida put a good swing on it. And you tip your hat to him.
And I didn't really have that big a problem with that. Okay. Yeah, simply because, you know, two things were at play here. That's what Espada does. You know, he's very much, you know, kind of a hands on the dials kind of manager. And it was the third time through the lineup. You know, it was the third time that he's faced him, you know, in that at bat. And we all know that those numbers go way, way up. So I really didn't have a problem. It was, and I'm not trying to be Mr. Baseball here, but it was kind of a tip your hat, a hat, tap, hat kind of guy to him in that situation. But I didn't have that big a problem.
Sure. And I mean, like, that is something that we don't necessarily give enough credit for in sports, is that they're on the other side playing too. And sometimes it is not simply a failure on your part. Sometimes the other guy goes and makes a play. But yeah, I know that ended up looking up interesting. And I went and looked up Kikuchi and Wong's, their history.
Yeah.
Wong is 3-for-6 career, or at least he was before, before last night. And so if you want to go with that, he does have a case there. Dude is batting .500 in his matchups with Kikuchi. So some other things that I found really impressive: Yordan was hitting the mess out of that baseball.
He was putting some velocity on it.
When I say that, like, he wasn't hitting it high. The launch angle was still low, but his first three hits, as I think he got on base 4 times in the course of this game, 113 miles per hour, 107 miles per hour, 112 miles per hour. Like, they were on the ground, but they got through the gap quick. And that makes me feel good about Yordan, especially at that building, that if that launch angle just shifts up a little bit, then those balls will be...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Gone. And it will. 113, 107, and 112. If you don't know, that's pretty dang good.
Yeah,
that's pretty
hot off the bat.
That's pretty hot. But the other part of it is, you know, no Bregman. Some of these things that are going to be coming back. Verlander, by the way, tomorrow we're going to be out at the Twin Peaks on Kirkwood off I-10.
Oh yeah, I get to meet the people,
and you get to meet the people, and they get to meet you. And oh, by the way, Verlander is going to be pitching while we're out there, so you'll be able to see that as well.
Excellent. Yeah. All right, so we talked about some of the good, and there's more good that we can discuss within this because look, just walk off victory for your Astros, but. Four errors in this game, including, if you don't mind here, Fig, this one from Jeremy Pena.
Ground ball towards short. Pena will charge, bobble, and sit on. Rafaela's going to reach. That's the second error on the Astros' left side of the infield tonight. As Jeremy knew he had to hustle and be quick with Rafaela running, but didn't handle the transfer at all.
Ball jumped on him a little bit on that last hop.
You know, the thing about that is this is not something that they make a habit of.
Yeah.
But it's something that clearly is going to cost you. But again, they kind of had that killer mentality where they somehow figured out a way to overcome. That was a game by all rights that they shouldn't have won.
That's absolutely four errors.
They shouldn't have won that game.
And all of them, oddly enough, kind of in the infield, right? Whitcomb, who was playing third, he had one. Jeremy Pena, you just heard him. Yeah. Caratini as a catcher had one. And then Altuve basically mailed one over Yainer at first. Like, it was just errors galore is how I wrote it down as. And I found that to be really disheartening. But ultimately, then it set up, like, the kind of the arc of the game where you had these troughs defensively.
Yes.
You had some difficulties. But, as you mentioned, the mentality of this team, the resilience of this team, the killer nature of this team showed up. And I think these are the types of things that you can kind of hang your hat on in some ways, knowing that you're going to have battles if you want to get to where ultimately the expectation is and where the hope is, which is American League championships.
Matt, well, you know, we're starting to think that way a little bit, and that in itself.
No, I just said that's the expectation. That's what it is.
Works. Yeah. That's what it is now, and that's what it's been. It's just a surprise that it's happening this season with everything that's going on. There, are, you know, you don't ignore those things, the errors, obviously, but you're glad that you overcome them. The other thing that I thought was really cool in this game, it doesn't necessarily change my opinion about him. But it was cool that Chaz McCormick came through, a guy that's just been embattled. He said after the game, I don't remember the last time I smiled and all that. So, the fact that Chaz McCormick came through in the game-tying inning there in the eighth was absolutely fantastic. I don't think it changes my opinion on him, but when you win these types of games and you have that killer mentality, sometimes you get that.
And look, you could tell that his team was really happy about it.
Oh, God, yes.
Joe Espada was asked about that moment in the dugout after the Chaz McCormick hit.
Yeah, you know, we cheer for Mac. We all love Mac, and he's trying to figure some things out. And we were all really happy for him. You know, as a team, we all, you know, want our guys to succeed. And he's been one of those guys that been scuffling a little bit. So we were happy that he was able to contribute and help us win the game.
He's been scuffling a lot of it.
Yeah, that's I wanted to get to that because you made mention of that, and I don't want to skip right past that. You said that this doesn't do anything to change how you feel about him. Why is that?
Because I don't think he's a long-term solution, a long-term answer. They've loved him for years. Dusty loved him. Well, Dusty had an up-and-down relationship with him, but ended up playing him some. I don't think Chaz McCormick is going to be a big part of any playoff stretch that you're going to have. I mean, they've been trying to bring guys in. Then of course you have Kyle Tucker who's going to come in, and that's going to change kind of the makeup of what the outfield's going to look like. So I you're happy for him. You just heard, you know, Joe Espada talk about, you know, we're happy for Mac, you know, and he's smiling and all that stuff. I don't know if that's the answer moving forward, but you take it right now.
Yeah. I mean, handled pretty well. Like I mentioned, you say Kikuchi goes 5 2/3, another solid one for him. I think he's in the 2-3 range when it comes to his ERA since he's been with your Astros. Like, this is looking pretty good, and man, I'm super excited about it. And then more excitement is arriving for the Astros as Verlander. Yeah. We mentioned that over the weekend that he had thrown a bullpen, and we just wanted to make sure that, you know, because when you do that, it really is, how do you feel afterwards?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, yesterday we found out that he feels good enough that he will indeed start Wednesday, and that's going to be great for starting a 6-man rotation, get some of these arms
a little bit
of extra rest.
Yeah.
But then also ramp him up because he's going to be super necessary for a postseason.
But you hit the nail on the head there. Sorry for the cliche. Because you're in a stretch right now where you don't have any days off. You know, you're not getting a
18 games in 18 days.
18 games, 18 days. You couldn't have timed it better for Verlander to come in. And, you know, as far as Kikuchi is concerned, you know, Figgy and I talked about this last week. Our expectations not only were not high, they were low for Kikuchi. And he just continues to do what he needs to do. I think it speaks to the pitching coaches on this team.
I mean,
come on.
They shifted his repertoire a little bit. Not necessarily the actual pitches, but the usage rate on
them. The sequence and how he uses certain pitches.
And he's getting results.
Yes.
It's been effective for him. And I know that the questions when you traded for Yusei Kikuchi was not necessarily his play, but more of getting a rental for the price that you paid. But ultimately, when it comes to like the actual performance with him in the orange and blue, I guess to say, he's been good, and I've been super excited about that. So,
and what you get from these guys, it's truly like a hat tip to the pitching coaches, because Ronald Blanco wasn't even going to be in this rotation to start the year. We know the story there. They've helped him kind of same thing, what pitches you're throwing and where you're throwing them. Certainly Hunter Brown started the year awful, like giving up big time early inning runs. They adjusted him, started throwing that cutter a little lower, and he started to excel. Fromber has had his bad moments. He's a veteran and he can fix these things, but he got help. And then Kikuchi and others, but Kikuchi as well, you know, you bring him in and you're like, oh boy. And then they start giving him some pitches to throw earlier in the sequence to get ahead, and then start, you know, dialing it up. It's amazing what they've been doing with this pitching staff.
Yeah, absolutely. And so I think it's 11 of 12 now.
Yeah.
11 wins in 12 games. And you'll have an opportunity to see them try and extend that to 12 of 13 tonight. 7-10 first pitch. Ronel Blanco takes the mound for your Astros as they try to extend that situation there. You mentioned that we're going to be out and about amongst the people tomorrow with the opportunity to maybe to watch Verlander play.
Come on out.
Come on out. It'll be out Katy Freeway right over by Kirkwood right there.
Yeah.
I'll get an address for you during the course of the program, but excited to get some in the loop out on the road with John, Figgy, and Reggie. Thanks for hanging out with us.
And come say hello to Reggie.
Yeah, come say what's up to me, man.
Yeah.
I love meeting the people. I do it for the people, man. We're just getting started here in the loop on a Tuesday. Coming up next, power rankings constantly go, but in the course of one of the power rankings, who is on the hot seat for the Texans? Because one of the answers that we saw from ESPN was kind of surprising. We'll talk about that next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.